With the view from her Jerusalem window, here's Andrea Simontov.
Shalom, shalom, Andrea. How are you?
Baruch Hashem, Tzoraim Tovim. I will talk to you about anything. Anything, Simon, as long as you do not discuss the new Israeli government with me and ask me information. Okay?
I promise you, Andrea, I know your politics. I'm not going to go there. I promise you. I promise you. What I do want to tell you, though, is when the show started this afternoon and I announced who we're going to be chatting to you, your name came up, obviously, because it would. And Adrian said, can't wait. She is my spiritual guide. How do you like that?
I'm very flattered, Adrian.
No pressure.
Thank you.
No pressure.
Thank you very much, because I want to talk to you about things that are so unspiritual today. Okay.
Okay. All right. What are we talking about? About how small Israel is.
Israel is so small. It is so small. They let me out. You know, I went to my first wedding since COVID, which according to the news reports, we better hurry up and get to the weddings because we might be back in again. As you well know, our numbers are again spiking. Not yet alarming, but it's not good. It's not good. So having said that, okay, I hope that you and Adrian are listening. This country is so small. So I got out. They let me out. I had to find shoes. It was terrible. My feet were bleeding. I wasn't even wearing heels. I looked at a pair of heels and my feet started to bleed. Okay. So I get ready. There was a joke, Simon. It's a woman's thing. Anyway, so I get dressed. I go to this wedding, and as I'm walking in, I kid you not, it was still a very small wedding. Israelis seem to be liking these small weddings, and I'm just delighted. It was lovely. It happened to have been in Gush Etzion, very rustic, very beautiful. Friends of mine were from the States who were making this wedding. Nobody told them that there was no real dance floor, that you'd be dancing on dirt, and they were wearing like Jimmy Choo shoes. It was bad. So anyway,
picture, yeah.
Yeah, right. You got the picture.
Hilltop dancers.
You got it. You got it. Anyway, you know, people saying, should I wear a clean t-shirt? Not a clean t-shirt for the wedding. So anyway, I go there, and as I'm walking in, the girl behind the counter is giving out the seating cards, you know, four tables, seating cards. And she looks up and she says, Mrs. Simontov? And I say, yes. And she's an adult woman. Anyway, apparently she was very good friends with one of my daughters growing up in New York. She used to shower by me. I would put her in bed. I would yell at her, just like with my other kids. So I said, okay, okay. We go to the wedding. Everywhere I turned, it was someone else that I knew. Anyway, there's a guy at the next table who is talking about caravans. So my husband jumps in and he's talking to the fellow, and then I look at him and he was a classmate of another child. Gets better.
No way.
Sheva brachot. The next night. Okay, now these are people from, I promise you, from the other part of the country. I've never been there. But one of my cousins happened to have lived there for 20 minutes. So I went over and I sent regards to the table. The father or the mother of the kala, who I did not know, said, oh, do you know, and named a name. And I said, that is my brother. To which another woman at the table said, oh, your sister-in-law was my doula. Okay, these people were not connected to then the old, it was the old mother who says, we're staying in Ramat Beit Shemesh. I said, are you now? You were at an Airbnb. Where are you now? What street? It was the street of my daughter. She was next door to my daughter. Her husband had been davening every day with my son-in-law. This country is so small. And these are the clean stories.
So I'm listening to that. I'm thinking beautiful and wonderful and family and warmth and connection. And I'm also thinking oppressive, suffocating, knows everything I'm doing. What wins out?
Yeah. So two little asides. The women will know this, the women in the audience. I once had to go to a woman's doctor. Okay, the women know, looking up mid-exam through the knees. Oh, my gosh, he davened in our shul. Okay? Not good. And the only thing he could say to me was, my mouth fell open. The only part that was open. And what does he say to me? I was wondering when you'd recognize me.
Too much.
Is that spiritual enough for you, Adrian? And the other thing was true. I kid you not. So you say impressive. A friend of mine once had a date in Tel Aviv, Jerusalem. We're in a box here. Nothing happened. And she didn't want people to know that she was dating. So she agreed to meet this fellow in Tel Aviv. She was walking on the boardwalk in Tel Aviv when she saw the husband of a dear friend with a woman who wasn't her dear friend.
Oh, my goodness, no. Yep.
Yeah. And he saw her. So I'm just saying, if anyone thinks there's no secrets here, there's a reason that the Israelis are so out there. They're out there because even when they try to be in there, they're out there. No secrets. The entire country is one bar mitzvah. So.
Yeah. And that is the charm of it and an issue all at the same time. And it just depends, I suppose, which way you get out of bed in the morning as to how you're going to respond to it.
You know, you sometimes stay home because you sit and say, I don't want to see anyone I know. It's not a matter of, I wonder if I'll see anyone I know. It's deciding who, you know, which corner of the room. It is just so small here. It's the size of New Jersey. And again, to get a little bit political, It is fascinating how the world, we have so many enemies. And they all want to kill us and they all want to push us into the sea. What an impact we make. It's a wonderful country. But Simon, it's a little claustrophobic. When you want to get out, when you want to get somewhere, you're going to run into someone you know. You could be on the beach in Achziv. You could be sitting by the Dead Sea. When you run away from it all here, you're just going next door.
We got a couple of minutes, so I mean, I'm just thinking that could explain why Israelis are such incredible, avid world travelers. They just need to get out of that pressure cooker sometimes.
Excellent point. They love traveling. They'll go anywhere. You know, if they could conduct themselves, that would be a plus. But that aside, they travel. Israelis love traveling anywhere. Even during this COVID thing, when we knew that the world was on fire, they were the first ones to find any little spot that they could just get away. And they do it all the time. They really are known. And you know, we do not have the highest income per capita. They spend money. They really do. There's nothing in the bank, but Israelis do travel. Yeah. So any other deep questions? Any other deep questions you have?
No. No more deep questions, our spiritual guru, a wise one. Absolutely none today.
I know, Simon, that you and the audience are working very hard at unseeing something. Just stick with it. Okay. Yeah.
Adrian, who had put you on his pedestal as the spiritual guru, says tears of laughter. Thank you, Andrea. So,
I'll work on that lofty stuff next week, Adrian.
What a lovely place to leave it. Shabbat shalom to you. Have a quiet, restful, beautiful Shabbat. And let's hope that all those COVID horrible stats stop rising in Israel.
Amen, amen. Shabbat shalom.